The state attorney general's office has filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation for apparent violations at the company's Weston power plant in Marathon County. The central Wisconsin plant is one of the state's largest, and the company wants to expand the facility. But the lawsuit does not involve the coal-fired combustion units. The case instead focuses on alleged pollution violations from smaller diesel generators and a gas-fired boiler that supplies warm air to the plant. Assistant Attorney General Robert Selk says the violations themselves would not cause health problems.
But the concern here was that there were a series of missteps by the company, and starting with the diesel generator particulate matter, and then moving on to putting in the wrong equipment in violation of a permit for the natural gas-fired boiler, and then because of that emitting excess nitrogen oxides.
But Wisconsin Public Service says it either reported some of the violations itself or took DNR-approved steps to correct them. Company Environmental Services Director Ed Newman says his firm has a very good air pollution record, and he's upset with the state.
We have this one, almost like a burp in the system on a heating boiler, mind you, not even one of our generating boilers, and we get called on the carpet. It just doesn't seem right.
Getting called on the carpet may cost the utility more than $100,000 in fines, so the firm may fight the charges in court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.